All the aspects of power's determination to disappear Prince from our awareness that he is the one taking on the system, the one for whom support is so needed, come together in the distortions and suppression of the true significance of Paul and Jesus, their words inverted and called Christianity. Christianity, as I'd been led to see it, as we're taught it, had no class analysis, which as young people who look around and want to help heal the hate is generally where our critical thought is led. If we turn to progressives, we're told the problem is inequality, that some have all the good stuff, others don't have any. And of course, not only is inequality on full display and everywhere around us in a class system, inequality deeply resonates with us because it's baked into the parent-child relation in a class system. It's the frame we're given. We who want to see the end of inequality, we who want the opposite of force, of all the coercion, of class. And precisely because of my critique of class, of hierarchy, rank, and authority, its notion of service framed as self-abnegation, when what I wanted was freedom in all three phases, mind, body, and spirit, for everyone, not only did not resonate this class-bound definition of service, but I considered clearly part of the problem, which as pounded in a class system, it is conditioning of us to agree to be turned into tools, to be productive, quote unquote, to serve the economy, to allow ourselves to be made use of, no matter what our bodies tell us. The opposite of what Paul teaches, who tells us and shows us how to use our reason. We're not just lied to, we're given, conditioned with the opposite of the truth. So the teachings of Jesus and Paul are presented as an example of the magical, while we're told that any left opposition that's viable, that has any chance of success, must be based in material reality, not our hearts, must be scientific and rational, excluding before begun our discoveries and gifts from the infinite. The prophets engage our reason and help us see reasonable service authentically, as based in all things, as based in owning our own thought, our bodies. What are we faced with? Paul and Prince are asking, in essence, the damaged prey on the good. What can the good do is the problem they've applied their reason to. The prophets get us to think by modeling it. And as Proudhon said in our March 26, 2017 show, the audiophile Proudhon explains obedience. Quoting Proudhon, the more ignorant man is, the more obedient he is, and the more absolute in his confidence in his guide. But it being a law of man's nature to conform to rule, that is, to discover it by his powers of reflection and reason, man reasons upon the commands of his chiefs. Now, such reasoning as that is a protest against authority, a beginning of disobedience. At the moment that man inquires into the motives which govern the will of the sovereign, at that moment, man revolts. If he obeys no longer because the king commands, but because the king demonstrates the wisdom of his commands, it may be said that henceforth he will recognize no authority and that he has become his own king. In proportion as society becomes enlightened, royal authority diminishes. That is a fact to which all history bears witness. Unquote. Proudhon is describing reasonable service. Force not only is not required to achieve it, and again, if you have to work to eat, that is force, the force of necessity. Force undermines reason, while reason removes from injustice its means. What more effective strategy for decommissioning class could there be than that which takes its tools away from it?